podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's get some more reaction now to Frank Lampard's exit from Peter McFarlane from the Blue Room podcast, an Everton podcast. Peter, thanks for joining us on the programme. I suppose, first of all, has the club made the right decision in sacking Frank Lampard today for you?
I think, unfortunately, it's probably the right time for Frank to leave. I do have a massive level of sympathy for Frank Lampard. I feel that he has been let down by the people at the top of the club. But having said that, it's a results-based business. The results and the performances just weren't good enough. So although I do have a lot of sympathy for Frank Lampard and, you know, I wish him all the best, it definitely was the right time for him to leave.
Could the right manager appointed now keep the club up, or have things gone beyond that point already?
Well, again, it's another thing to consider about, you know, the timing of everything. I think ideally, if we were going to change the manager, we should have done it a lot sooner. After the two Bournemouth games that we lost before Christmas, I think that probably would have been the ideal time to change the manager. But we've stuck with him and we've given him a chance to improve performances. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out. But yeah, it's certainly a massive job for anyone who comes in at this stage of the season. Certainly with confidence so low in the squad and with performances being so poor, we need someone to come in and make an immediate impact. And it's a really difficult job to do. And I think Evertonians were fully aware of the deficiencies that we have in the squad. We're fully aware of the lack of quality in that squad, but we can only hope that we can get someone in who can somehow inspire them and maybe change the system and try and get these players fighting for survival.
And we've seen the protests, of course, in recent weeks from Everton fans, and they haven't just been over the last few weeks, but they've certainly ramped up. Now the club is looking for a sixth permanent manager in 5 years. It doesn't speak of a very good story for how the club is being run. Fahad Moshiri is the owner. Is there confidence, any confidence in the Everton fan base that leading on this, he can make that appointment and whoever he brings in, that they will have funds and they will have support to do the job which needs to be done?
There's a reason why we're looking for our sixth permanent manager. There's a reason why there is so much unrest in the football club. There's a reason why we're not able to spend massive amounts in the last couple of windows. A well-run Premier League football club shouldn't have any problems in purchasing players, and a well-run Premier League football club doesn't have supporters asking for the board to go. The main concern is that these people making these decisions have got it wrong so many times. There's nothing there historically for us to have real confidence that they can get it right this time. All we've got to do is what we can as supporters, and that's to support the players, support the new manager, whoever comes in. And, you know, we've made the decision collectively as a football club. Obviously, I don't speak for every Evertonian, but there's a large amount of Evertonians now want to see real change at the top of the club, because it's about, you know, it's not just about survival this season, it's about the survival of the club, and unfortunately the way it's being run at the moment, it's only going one way.
And finally, Peter, we're going to look in depth at some of the contenders, if you like, but right now, who would you like to see coming in? What managerial appointment do you and the people you're speaking to think would be the right one for the club?
Well, I mean, looking at the list of potential candidates, I mean, you know, Sean Dyche has been mentioned, in the papers and been mentioned over the last few weeks. Obviously, he's got experience with Burnley. He wouldn't be my choice, to be honest. I think with, you know, Duncan Ferguson, Wayne Rooney, these are sentimental shouts. I don't think that they could save Everton Football Club as much as they want to, as much as they would try their best. I just don't think that they've got, obviously haven't got the experience to be able to keep us in the Premier League and certainly going forward. My standout choice at the moment would be Bielsa. There's probably a lot of people who listen to this and disagree with me, but there's just something about Marcelo Bielsa. You know, if he can come in and give these players, down the banks and get them playing, get them fighting, I think Bielsa would be the type of manager who could probably get a tune out of these players. If we were to go down, at least we go down with a fight.
Yeah, I think that's what the fans want to see, isn't it? That kind of fighting spirit that you're talking about. Peter McFarlane, thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mike McCarthy's still with me. Peter touched there on a few of the names being mentioned for the job. Who are the early contenders to replace Frank Lampard?
Well, it was interesting to hear Peter dismiss former Burnley manager Sean Dyche. He's available, has significant Premier League experience in keeping Burnley in the Premier League for as long as he did, despite the fact that they were almost always outspent by the rest of the decision, the division. He would certainly be the pragmatic appointment for Everton. Marcelo Bielsa, if he did come, again, he's out of work at the moment, would be looking at a squad significantly older than the one he had at Leeds United. The question there would be, is he going to be able to implement the same sort of high-tempo football that he had at Leeds United? And Peter talked of Wayne Rooney being a sentimental choice. He left Derby County at the end of last season. It would be a real homecoming, but a huge amount of pressure. One thing that could play into Rooney's favour is the credit he was given for the work around very difficult financial circumstances at Derby County. He certainly had to manage up towards the boardroom as well as down, but he hasn't got any Premier League experience as a manager. Whatever Everton do decide to do, they do need to make the appointment quickly. The transfer window closes in 8 days. Their next match couldn't be more difficult. They host the Premier League leaders Arsenal on the 4th of February, then a trip to Anfield to face Liverpool in the Merseyside derby. They're 2 points from safety right now. It could be a lot worse quite soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.